Spooky, this is Tom, and as if you didn't know that. And we're not going to do commercials on this episode because I'm interviewing Noel, so there'll be no commercials at the beginning or the end. We'll just start with a program introduction. Welcome to the Heart of Healing, the Healer's Journey. I am your host, Tom Fold. Join us for conversations with dedicated, compassionate, and loving healers. We will learn about a wide range of healing modalities and an even wider range of people who become healers. Listen as they tell us of the varied paths that have led them to the joyous work of their heart. And today we have as our guest Noel McDonald. And Noel is a wellness educator. Welcome, Noel.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. This is going to be fun.
It will be fun, definitely. So we'll start with the most obvious question is, what is a wellness educator?
Yes, well, that's a good place to start. The name sort of says it, but actually a lot of my friends have started to call me a pathfinder because I help people find their own pathway to their own health and wealth and healing in their lives. So because it's so customized for what they're looking for in the journey that they're on, I sort of help them find their own path. So I'm educating them about health and wealth, and I'm a pathfinder.
And I hear what you're saying, that each path is different. Nobody has the exact same path.
Exactly. Everybody's got their own stuff going on.
Much like life.
Exactly.
So what do you do when someone comes to see you? What are they looking for usually?
Well, I help people in two different ways, and I can explain each one of those. But one is to just help them get healthier, to take care of any chronic illnesses or struggles, challenges they're having with their health. That pathway would take them through what I call a nutritional assessment, where I sit them down and ask, you know, how much sleep do you get, and what do you usually eat, and do you have bumps on the back of your arm, and do you have lines on your fingernails, and all of those kinds of questions, because that sort of exposes their nutritional debt, as it were.
How does that do that exactly? I mean, lines on the back of your fingers, now how does that, your fingernails, how does that?
Well, when you have a deficiency in omega fish oils, it shows up as lines on your fingernails, longitudinal lines that run from your cuticle out to the tip of your nail.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, isn't it? It's funny. Who knew?
I didn't, certainly.
Finding all of those things out. So uncovering that nutritional debt is then I can help them fill in the gaps.
But what does that nutritional debt actually mean? I mean, okay, I've got a nutritional debt. I've got lines. So what does that actually mean?
Well, there's... it's really not possible any longer to get all the nutrition we need from the food that's being grown in this country. When you talk with people who come from other countries, they're like, oh yeah, when I first moved here, I just started to get sneezy and my nose started to run and my joints started to hurt. And because the nutritional value of our food in this country has dropped 38% in the last 50 years.
Can you, without attacking anybody, because I know that might be easy to do, how does that happen?
Okay. Well, they're doing massive farming, and they have for decades now.
Yes.
Hundreds of acres of soil that they're cultivating. And when you have a crop of corn, it takes every single chemical out of the soil that's on the periodic chart. Remember that in high school?
Vaguely. I wouldn't want to try and...
Yeah.
You mean the atomic...
The chemical...
The chemical chart.
Yeah. The periodic chart. That's what it's called. All of that is in our soil. And all of it comes out into the crop of corn. So then it's time to replant the field again. The farmer replaces three of those nutrients. And they've been doing that for decades. So there's no longer the nutritional value in the soil, so it doesn't get into the food. They're also genetically modifying food, so it lasts longer and looks better, but it doesn't have as much nutritional value. If you've bitten into a tomato lately, you know, it crunches. Tomatoes aren't supposed to crunch. They're supposed to be juicy and run down your chin, you know. So you can tell that even people that are eating well, and I don't know many people who are, honestly. There are very, very few people in this country who are eating three square meals a day and getting their fruits and vegetables, 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
You can't get that at McDonald's?
No, for a funny reason. But so even if you are, you can't get this. So it creates a debt, and your body starts to try to function without the right nutrition, and it starts to break down. So that's what I do in the nutritional assessment, is to find out where your body is starting to break down, and then we can track that to say, oh, you know, you need some more probiotics because your digestive system isn't functioning, and you have to have some more vitamin D because your apostat, what makes you hungry or not, is not functioning, and things like that. So that's one way that I start to help somebody. And then I make recommendations for what they can use, and I stick with them. I keep checking back with them. And I also recommend changes that are appropriate for them. And again, we're back to the Pathfinder. Some people come in and say, look, I'm too busy to go to the gym. I can't stay home and cook 3 meals a day. Just give me something quick. I just need to feel better. I just don't have enough energy. I say, fine, okay. Take this strip of vitamins and drink this shake, and I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. It's simple, it's easy, and it starts to create an upward spiral of health. In 2 weeks, I give them a call. How are you doing? Oh, you know, I do have more energy. I'm like, great. Would you be willing to walk around the block really, really fast one time before lunch each day? Well, yeah, I could do that. And we start to increase their activity and their awareness about their eating because they're feeling better. So it can be small like that.
And can you make small suggestions about what to eat, even though we know, as you just said, that you're not getting all the nutrients, but doesn't it change matters if you stop eating French fries, for instance?
Yes, exactly, exactly. And again, it has to be what each person is willing to do.
I'm not going to give up my French
fries.
Some
people are not, you know, and you got to meet them there and say, okay, we can work with that. Would you be willing to have them once a week instead of 3 times a week? And just kind of move around that way, and to substitute other foods that are interesting and fun. So there's that. And then there's people who come to me. I had a woman who was working on Wall Street, and she was crashing. She said, Noelle, you've got to help me. My blood pressure's up. My cholesterol's up. I'm overweight. My doctor says I have to quit my job or I'm going to die. And I can't quit my job. I'm supporting my mother. I said, all right, you ready to work? She said, yes. So we did a 90-day program. And with diet, exercise, and supplementation, in 90 days, her blood pressure was down, her cholesterol was down, and her weight was down. And most importantly, she said to me, Noelle, I'm laughing again. I haven't laughed in years. And that's what gets me out of bed in the morning. You know, that's when you really get to help somebody change their life.
And laughter is the best medicine, as they say.
Yes, indeed.
So you're balancing them. This particular woman, you were helping her to balance her life, and she felt better.
Exactly.
Because there's a lot in working hard. There's a lot of stress.
Exactly.
And stress is, I understand, is a big problem.
Yes, yes, yes. Stress is one of the biggest things. Well, heart disease is the number one killer in our culture still, and a lot of that comes from stress and bad eating and overweight and things like that. One of the things, if you want to hear a story about stress.
Well, I brought it up, so why not?
When you are stressed, cortisol is released into your system. This is what helps with the flight or fight mechanism. And it was put in place for when we were running through the jungle eating nuts and berries all day. And if a saber-toothed tiger jumped out, your body would be flooded with cortisol. It goes into your muscles so you can beat up the tiger or run like crazy and get away from them. It shuts down your digestion. It just puts a lot of chemicals into your muscles right away. And that works great if you're being chased by a saber-toothed tiger. However, if you're sitting at your desk and go, oh, I forgot to send the report to my boss, you get that same flood of cortisol in your system, into your muscle tissue. And if you're not chasing your boss down the hall, you don't pump it through your muscles, and it collects there, and it wears out your muscle tissue. Biggest muscle, most important muscle in your system is your heart. So that too much cortisol actually wears out your heart muscle. So I would help them find some kinds of supplementation that I found that will block the cortisol response.
But also, you were mentioning that the cortisol was kind of wore, I don't know if it was wore off is the right word, but if you ran after, away from the tiger, can you do any exercises that would also help?
Absolutely. Well, that's one of the most important things about exercise, too, is it pumps toxins out of your muscle tissue. It oxygenates your whole system, gets oxygen to your brain, just makes your whole life easier. And that's why I start really small with people who can't actually get to the gym. Just walking really, really fast around the block one time. Get off the subway one stop early and walk that last 6 or 8 blocks. Something to pump oxygen through your system can really make a difference in your health.
And a lot of people are sitting down all day at a desk.
Absolutely.
Getting up from that, I imagine, would be helpful.
Yep, you shouldn't be sitting for more than 90 minutes at a time. You need to get up and walk around.
Very good. Now, you have another point there?
The second way.
I saw you saying you almost have another point.
I'm trying to remember what I was talking about that while back. The second way that I help people, because that was the first way, is through their health and wellness, wealth and things like that, is I actually help them financially, because a large part of stress comes from financial stress and distress. 78% of adults say that they were stressed about money in the last 30 days. It's a big concern in our culture. We're all scrabbling to make ends meet. So what I've learned since I started was that we needed something to supplement our income, and we found a way to do that. So I can now teach people how to create a second stream of income or even to start their own business in health and wellness. And I coach people to do that.
All right. Well, that's interesting. Let's go back because you said something interesting. At the beginning, you needed money. Mm-hmm. And what were you coming from? Because you don't wake up one day and say, I'm a wellness educator. What was your...
In nursery school, they say, what do you want to be? Yeah. I want to be a wellness educator. No, it didn't happen that way.
I've never even heard of a wellness educator.
That's right. Exactly. Well, I started off as an actress, actually. I came to New York a long time ago. Many moons ago to be an actress. And I loved that. It was really fun. I did that for 20 years. But I could never pay the rent, you know. So I would pick up other jobs, taking this job here, that job here. I used to, I was the night manager of the Erotic Baker on Christopher Street.
Oh, now we've got to stop here for a second. The night manager at the Erotic Baker.
Yes.
Tell us a little more about that.
Oh, that was a great time. It really was. It was lots and lots of fun. Right down on Christopher Street, we would get people coming in and ordering all sorts of cakes in interesting shapes and sizes.
Some of which we can't mention.
We can't mention. I'm wondering how what kind of languaging I should use here.
Body parts.
Body parts, yes, yes.
Did they make any of the cakes that were just plain cakes?
Absolutely. In fact, we also did, you could bring in a photograph, and we would sculpt in marzipan or paint on the surface of the cake, anything. So it was a very artistic endeavor. But it was the people that came in. You know, that was back in 1979, I guess, was when I was doing that. And just the people coming off the street, first time I saw transgendered people, first time I saw transvestites, the first time, you know, a lot of gays, happy people coming in. We had the best time. It was a wonderful experience. I'm really happy that I did that.
So working there led you to health? No, I don't think so. Somehow I don't think that was quite...
Actually, there was a woman above the bakery who did acupressure on feet. She did acupressure on feet, massage. And that was where I started. She said to me, well, what are you eating? And I said, I don't know, I'm eating, you know, Entenmann's coffee cake and scotch and cigarettes. That's what I was living on. She said, well, you know, you can take care of yourself. That actually was the beginning of noticing that there's some empowerment in taking care of yourself. But the real education, should I say, came when I was a chiropractic assistant. And I worked for a doctor who was a nutritionist and also a biochemist. And he taught me a tremendous amount about what we can do to take care of ourselves. Not only educating people about spinal health and your nervous system, but also toxins in supplementation, what you look for in a supplement, toxins in your home and how damaging they are, and how to get away from those.
If I can interrupt you just for a bit here. Toxins in your homes. I don't know how many people are aware of toxins in their homes. Could you talk a little more about that?
Exactly. Yeah, it's something that's not made that public because of advertising, and the people that are selling you the things to clean your home don't really want you to know what's in there because nobody's tested it.
They're killing you. Okay.
Well, there's 80,000 chemicals that are approved for use in the home. Less than 500 of those have ever been tested for toxicity.
What happens to the rest of them?
They just toss them out there and figure, well, we don't know.
If people don't fall over dead, everything's fine.
Yeah. And people are falling over dead, actually. You know that you combine certain things in your tub, cleaning your tub, and it creates noxious fumes, and you inhale them. But also, it creates more asthma in our culture. Almost a third of the children in our community now have asthma or some kind of symptoms of respiratory illness. What you're breathing off your sheets, just your laundry detergent. You put your baby down on a pillow, and what is she breathing in every night? It's tremendously toxic. So I went on a mission when I got pregnant with my girl. Well, I've got to tell you something before that.
Okay.
Do
it in your order.
I'm jumping ahead. I learned a lot about health and wellness from Dr. Preisler, and was really good to be there. But my life really changed when I met this man named Tom Fold.
I vaguely think I know about him, yes.
That's when I really started to stand in my own power, because you and I started to have our own practice. I was with you when you opened your healing center, Healing Works, and we started to be counselors at that point. Couples counselors and grief counselors, and doing wellness education from there. And having my own business was really important for me. I loved doing that, but it was really hard to make ends meet. It was that time equals money thing, where if you want more money, you have to spend more time. Also, I didn't know what to recommend to people as a healthy product, either supplementation or a cleaning product. And when I got pregnant with my daughter, Kaylin,
let's include me on that one, please.
You were
certain things that we did, you don't have to include me on.
But
this one, I think I'd like to.
That's really important. Yes, you're an excellent father. When I got pregnant with Kaylin, I decided that I needed to get rid of the toxins in my house. And that's when I went on a search to find healthy products that actually worked. Because there was stuff in the health food store, it was very expensive, and it actually didn't work very well. It kind of smeared the dirt around. So I was in a new mother's meeting, and the woman next to me said, "What are you cleaning your house with?" And I said, "Well, I don't have anything good." She said, "Have you heard of Shaklee?" I said, "Oh, yeah, about 20 years ago I heard about Shaklee products." So I started using those cleaning products, and that was a miracle because they work so much better than even the toxic stuff, and it cost less. So that was a real eye-opener for me. But it was when I had my own healing crisis. After I stopped nursing Kaylin, my energy went right down the drain. Honestly, it was so shocking to me. I thought I had some horrible terminal illness because I slept like 6 or 7 hours a day on the couch, and then I go to bed at night and sleep another 10 hours. So I went to the doctor, and they did blood tests, and they checked everything and said, "Oh, you're fine. We don't see anything wrong." Finally, the woman who's selling me these products says, "Look, just try this strip of vitamins and this shake, and if you don't feel better, you can have your money back." And I remembered my chiropractor telling me that there's so many toxins and chemicals in those vitamins, but I was desperate. I said, "Okay, fine, I'll try it." And in 4 days, I had my energy back. I said, "Oh my God, what's in here?"
It's a magic pill.
It was, or it's got some horrible drug in it. I didn't know. So I actually did a lot of research and found out the purity of the products, the efficacy of the products, and how well they're tested and how bioavailable they are and that they're made with food. So I was just sold. I was so excited about this. And I started to tell everybody I knew. And then I started training other people to do what I do. So at this point now, I have 38 people that I've taught how to build their own wellness business. Everything from just creating a couple $100 on the side all the way up to actually a retirement income where they could fire their boss or really have their own organization. So that was my journey.
Well, how did this, I don't know if compensate is the right word, but you were doing acting and you were loving it, even though it wasn't paying the way. Yeah. But you're not doing that acting anymore. So how does that work?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that. Thanks for that, because I'm just having awarenesses about that now. What it was about acting that was really exciting for me was communicating to people and watching them have an awareness that they may never have had before. So in a sense, I was a teacher. But as an actor, you have to find a show that will cast you. You have to find a director that works. You've got to be in a cast that works, a script that works, and then marketing so people come see it. And you could have that magic on stage. But honestly, I worked 20 years and I maybe had 3 times that all of those things came together to make that moment of communication. With a business as a wellness educator, a pathfinder, I have moments like that every single day. Whenever I'm on the phone with somebody and I help them solve a problem with their, you know, my niece who was having horrible pap smears come back from the doctor, and she said, Auntie Noelle, they're going to start doing surgery and cut away parts of my cervix. Can you help me? I say, yeah, I can. Let's put you on a regime. Let's get you doing meditation. Let's get you some supplementation. And within 90 days, she was having normal pap smears and now has a 2-year-old son. That's the best communication in the world. That's, if I don't get a little new age woo-woo here, but I think that's the healing I took birth for. That's my purpose, is to come and explain and show and teach so people can empower themselves to move to their highest good, whether it's in their health or whether it's in their finances, to have that freedom. And that's what's the best thing about my job.
Well, that's a pretty good thing. It would be nice for most people to have a feeling about their job that you have, mm-hmm. that they're doing something that they love and that's worthwhile, that's helping other people. Mm-hmm. Because I think most people do desire to help others.
Yes, it's true. It's true. Everybody wants to do some good in the world. I think we're sort of programmed that way.
I think that's part of why we're here, if we don't want to get too far into that, as you said, woo-woo. But I think there's a reason for being here, and part of that reason is to help people.
Yes.
Now, you see a wide range of people, or you focus mostly on one group?
Well, of course, anybody who wants to feel better and is willing to take some responsibility for their own health. Some people aren't, and that's okay.
No, because there are people who say, I want to feel better, but they won't do anything about it.
Yeah, I meet a lot of those people.
I imagine you can't help them.
And I can't help them. They're doing something different than I do. But anybody who wants to start, take some responsibility for themselves. And I can help them with joint pain or sleeplessness or help them balance their weight, find their right weight. Sports nutrition, I can help them get better workout and do some great marathon work, all of that. So that's helping people get well. For people that are looking for a second stream of income, again, it could be just a mom who wants to stay at home with her newborn and wants to earn money from home, doesn't want to have to go back to work right away. All the way up to somebody who owns a gym or is a Pilates teacher or a yoga instructor. Somebody who's already into health and has a sphere of influence of people who turn to them and say, what should I use for this? What would you recommend for that?
This is the same thing you were talking about earlier, that people asked you, what could I use? And you didn't have an answer for them.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's a tough place to be in when you're into health and wellness and want to help people. You don't have an answer.
And people trust you because you've been doing a good job of you know, managing their, not maybe their weight or maybe their energy or whatever with the, if you're an exercise person.
That's right. That's right. They trust you already, so they look to you for help. So this is a wonderful opportunity for somebody who's in that position because, number one, their clients get healthier quicker. Number two, it creates a second stream of referrals for them. Somebody who's out running in the New York Marathon and their buddy says, gee, you cut an hour off your time? What are you drinking? Oh, I got that from my trainer. You got to go talk to Bob, you know? So you get another stream of referrals. But the most important part, I think, for somebody who's doing that one-to-one correspondence with running their own business as a health practitioner in some way and you work, you get paid, you don't work, you don't get paid. Having this on the side of what they're doing, it creates residual income. So it leverages your time, it leverages your efforts, so that you continue to make money, even if people leave your brick and mortar establishment. You know, you've been working with a trainer for 2 years, but you're moving to California. Well, if you're just training, that person's off your recap. That person's off your ledger. But if they're using your product line, you continue to have income through that person for the rest of their lives. And that's really important, really hard for people to set up.
Well, it's important if they found the products to be useful and stay with them, obviously.
Right, right. We have an amazing record on that. I've been doing this for 15 years, and I have 3 people now that have been using these products every year for 15 years.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, pretty cool. One of them's moving out of town, and one of them's in California. You know, it's not geographically based, so that works really, really well, too.
Well, that's good. Well, we're coming towards the end, believe it or not, of our conversation.
Okay.
So if somebody who's hearing this would like to get in touch with you, what is the easiest, best way? How would you like them to reach out to you?
Okay. Well, you can email me, I think, is the best way to reach out. At newell@newwellness.com. And I'll spell all that.
Please do, yes.
Because my name is very unique. Newell, N-E-W-E-L-L-E, at newellness is N-E-W-E-L-L-E hyphen N-E-S-S.com.
All right, so they can reach you that way. So I've got to ask the question, which I happen to know the answer of, but I think it'll be interesting. Newellness is a name I had never heard before I met you.
Right.
And would you tell how come you got the name Newell?
Oh, well, my dad was named Newell, N-E-W-E-L-L, which is an old Scottish family name. And my mom actually wanted to name my brothers after him, but he hated the name Junior at the end of a name. So when I came along, she put an E on the end to feminize it, so she made it Newell and fooled him.
Got around his problem.
And it's a great conversation starter when you're in a cocktail party or some situation. You immediately have something to talk about. So I've really enjoyed having a unique name. And I was in a referral group, and one of the guys said, Newell, you're a wellness educator. You're Newellness. I said, you're right. That will be my company name.
So he branded you.
He did.
He helped you rebrand yourself.
He did. And I went and bought that man a lunch because that was a really good idea.
I think that was an excellent idea. Excellent. Well, this has been delightful. I'm so glad to have you on the show since I've known you for 24 years. But still, we haven't done one of these things together.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being with us.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me. And what a good job you do.
Thank you. We could do thank you back and forth.
The Mutual Admiration Society.
It'd be very nice. Well, we'll do one more thank you, and that is thank you to the people who are listening to this, listening to The Heart of Healing, The Healer's Journey. Thank you for being with us.